But now our main story this Sunday morning. The Economist magazine is one of the most respected financial publications in the world. But in their latest edition, their leader column has called for the government to stop pumping public money into towns such as Middlesbrough and Hartlepool because they claim that those towns are supposedly urban ghosts. Well, the article has prompted a fierce response from community leaders on Teesside. Our reporter David Rhodes joins me this morning to discuss the issue further. So, David, what has The Economist actually written about Middlesbrough and Hartlepool then?
A very good morning, Mike. Yes, these two articles in question here are the leader column, or the opinion piece, and another article called Rust Belt Britain that's been written by the journalist Daniel Knowles. The article by Daniel highlights Hartlepool and Middlesbrough as being part of a collection of towns that, in his words, are in terminal decline. Both towns, he says, have had huge amounts of public money pumped into them in recent decades, and according to the article, this has just kept both of them afloat. This is what Daniel told me when I spoke to him yesterday.
Government money has kept places going without making them, without finding a way of making them self-reliant. If you could make it easier to get from Hartlepool to Middlesbrough to Newcastle or to York or to Leeds, then it would make it easier for two things. It would make it easier for investors to come to Hartlepool, but also, and this is perhaps controversial, but it would make it easier for people from Hartlepool and Middlesbrough to go and find jobs elsewhere.
So, David, what about the leader piece in The Economist? Is that even more damning?
Well, put bluntly, yes it is, Mike. In The Economist's opinion, government money should be invested in the North's bigger cities, such as Newcastle or Leeds, where, in their opinion, that money would be better spent and would contribute more to the UK economy. The leader article is essentially saying, therefore, that we should abandon this idea that both Middlesbrough and Hartlepool can be economically regenerated, because the money that's been spent here so far hasn't worked. Now, as you would expect, this has prompted a furious response from the area's local MPs. Middlesbrough's Andy MacDonald was very forthright in his opinions.
Of course, a place like Middlesbrough is having a tough economic time. We don't ignore that. In fact, we jump up and down about it and point out to this coalition government that their economic policies are grossly unfair. What we've got to remember is that this is a territory in the northeast of England that is the only region in this country that's making a positive contribution to our trading picture. And for people like Daniel Knowles to suggest that this town and this region is in terminal decay is palpable and utter nonsense. Do we think for 1 minute that NIFCO would be investing in their tool plant? Would Hitachi be coming here to the Tees Valley if they thought this place was on its knees?
David, there'll be people listening to this who'll be asking, has this journalist ever actually been to the northeast and seen the communities that live here?
The answer to that one, surprisingly, Mike, is yes, he has. Daniel Knowles visited Hartlepool earlier this week and spent time with Hartlepool's MP Ian Wright in the town centre. Mr Wright, as you would expect, says this article badly misrepresents the town's future.
We're not an area and we're not a town in terminal decline. We've got huge potential. And I actually spoke to an Economist journalist. I spent an hour with him on Monday talking about this. We've got a great £53 million new college that's providing aerospace and other engineering technicians. We can build upon our traditional strengths of heavy engineering and manufacturing. There's great scope for a fantastic future in Hartlepool. But this lazy, prejudiced journalism, 95% of the article being written before he even set foot in the town, I just think takes us back further, and it's really disappointing.
So how damaging do we think this will be for the area?
Well, when you boil it down, these two articles were designed to prompt a debate, and they've certainly done that. Let's be honest, though, a proportion of what's been written about Middlesbrough and Hartlepool is true, and both Mr MacDonald and Mr Wright do admit this. Millions of pounds worth of public money has been poured into these areas in the last couple of decades, and yet Middlesbrough and Hartlepool still find themselves with some of the highest rates of unemployment anywhere in the UK. What this has done, though, is reopen this debate about the future of towns like Middlesbrough and Hartlepool, and again pose the question, how exactly do you create local well-paid jobs in a private sector? Because as we know, the age of jobs being created in the public sector has come to an end.